This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
More than 2,000 people have been shot already this year in Chicago. Much of the violence is concentrated in just a handful of poor and neglected neighborhoods. In West Garfield Park, residents are hoping a new community plaza with a roller rink for kids and plans for family movie nights will start to turn the tide. WBEZ's Patrick Smith met up with longtime Garfield Park resident Kristen Freeman at the construction site for that new West Side Plaza.
Opportunities deter crime. You know what I mean? Like, nobody just purposely wakes up and says, I want to be a criminal.
I met up with Freeman near the corner of Madison and Pulaski, just a few blocks from where she lives. You could hear the sounds of the plaza being built behind us as we talked.
If we can not only provide a space for recreation, because that's the other thing, play is important, and play is often a privilege. So you often have to, like, take your kids to another neighborhood or community just to play. But, like, mentally, you need a time to play.
This stretch of Madison was torn apart during the unrest last summer following the killing of George Floyd. And it still hasn't fully recovered from the riots in 68 after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. It's a hard place to find fresh fruit or a safe place to take your kids. Freeman works developing commercial corridors and has a degree from Northwestern. She also has two children. She says she could live anywhere she wants. She chose Garfield Park.
When you make a conscious decision to live in an underserved, under-resourced community, you are very aware of what it lacks. I have a focus on building Black people, like, explicitly. And that's part of the reason why we feel we have to stay, because if all of the assets, in the sense of even, like, the intellectual capital, leave neighborhoods, there is no one to help turn the neighborhoods around. So it is, we are making sacrifices, like real tangible sacrifices.
Those sacrifices include living in what Freeman calls an over-policed neighborhood, where she routinely gets pulled over, and living in a neighborhood where she says she knows police are there for a reason, drawn by crime and violence. City data show West Garfield Park has 55 shooting victims for every 10,000 residents. By far the worst ratio in the city.
You know, we don't want to define West Garfield Park by the gun violence, but how much does it define your day-to-day life?
So you start to realize you operate under a heightened sense of anxiety. I have a 17-year-old son who I'm always concerned about. Who you hanging with, who the group of friends. He has had more deaths in his young life than I have in almost my 40 years. And so there was a point where it felt like he was going to a funeral on a weekly basis. My daughter, who just graduated eighth grade, told me one of her classmates might not make graduation because he was shot. Literally, communities are under siege. We're under siege from lack of resources. Like, that is not passive. That's war. And so when you live in communities that have literally been under war and then wonder why war things happen, it makes no sense.
Considering the disinvestment, the gun violence we're talking about, but also the project that's getting started right over there, what's your level of hope right now?
I don't know if hope is the right word. It is a necessity. I feel like it's more dire than hope. Like, we're past the point of hope. It's like this has to happen.
That's Garfield Park resident Kristen Freeman speaking with WBEZ's Patrick Smith near the construction site for a new community plaza in West Garfield Park. Freeman's a member of the Garfield Park Right to Wellness Collaborative. The plaza they helped make happen is scheduled to open later this month.